Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, it's a 98.5 KTK morning show recap for Friday, January 17th. The 2010s,
yeah,
hottest decade on record.
Hey, let's introduce ourselves, okay?
Oh, okay. I'm Chris Malone.
I'm Storm Roberts.
I'm Jenny Pope.
No, we're hot.
Yes, we are.
And the reason is it's literally 2010s, the last decade, hottest on record. They've been keeping records for a pretty long time.
Yeah, this is actually from NOAA and NASA's Goddard Institute of Space Studies say that the just-ended decade was the hottest decade ever. The second warmest ever on record, the second warmest being the decade prior to that. See a little pattern here? The scientists say that it's been probably the hottest since the Holocene, which is about the past 11,500 years ago, meaning it could be the warmest period since the dawn of civilization.
All right.
And although they say they don't know that for sure, but they do say that the average temperature was about 1.4 degrees hotter the last 10 years than it was in the 20th century average, and more than a third of a degree warmer than the previous decade, which happened to be the hottest decade on record.
That explains the forecast of volcanoes and pterodactyls.
Yeah,
well, and kind of explains, we found here, the average temperature in Gainesville and Ocala in January is 66 degrees. We're having highs in the mid-80s the last few days.
Oh,
yeah, and I tell people all the time, I feel like I sound like a raving lunatic because I'm always like, it's hotter than normal, it's hotter. But it really, it's nice to know, to have some validation because I really do feel like it's significantly hotter this year.
Yeah, and when you're talking about climate change, I don't know if you're listening what your position is on global warming. I think it is a truth. I think it's man-made.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of science behind it.
It's the greenhouse effect.
But what they say is we're not so much talking about daytime highs. We're talking about the low temperatures at night, that the Earth is not cooling off.
Ice is melting.
And if you really kind of think about it, because I'm up here at 1:32 o'clock in the morning, I mean, sometimes in the summer, it's 78, 79 degrees.
And it's discouraging because you know it's going to be 100 a little bit later on in the afternoon.
And so it's not really cool, and it's hot, and as humid as it can be, and it's not cooling off. So that's kind of where they're getting this temperature thing. So if you get, trying to understand that, well, it's cold outside, so global warming isn't real, that's not necessarily true. That means that it's supposed to be, we're not cooling off where we're supposed to be.
Hey, Janie, you know why a pterodactyl, you can't hear him urinate?
Oh, my gosh, why?
Because the pee is silent.
That actually made me laugh.
That was a good one.
There we go. Little dad joke for you this morning.
Beauty sleep is real. Beauty sleep is real. Yes, apparently your body replaces and repairs collagen. That's the stuff that gives your skin elasticity and structure. It repairs it when you sleep.
Okay.
Get more sleep.
All right. I don't like this study.
All right.
It was on mice.
Yeah.
Mice. How do you know if a mice looks old? A mouse.
I don't.
I mean, seriously.
I don't know.
They did this on mice, and they went, mice look better. I don't know.
Yeah. The best airline in the world, according to the Wall Street Journal, the best airline in the United States of America is Delta for the year 2019. They say, although low-cost carriers got a lot of heat as being bad and horrible, American Airlines, one of the big three, came out dead last in the Wall Street Journal's annual overall ranking.
And it's interesting, Gainesville has the best and the worst airline, according to this study.
So here's where they came up. Here's the factual data. Last year, Delta averaged 36 flight cancellations a day.
All right.
And American, a day, had an average of 159 cancellations.
So that would make them last.
Yes.
American is last. All right.
This is interesting here. Delta reported bumping a total of 9 passengers from its flight last year. Just 9.
That's pretty good.
Right.
American bumped more than 15,000 people.
I think there's a problem there.
Yeah.
I wondered if that was a typo at first, but then the more we talked about it, I realized that's just terrible.
What, are you overschedule? Are you overbooked, I guess?
Yeah, they do.
So that's 15,000 disgruntled customers just from last year.
Oh, and that's just from being bumped. These rankings come from canceled flights, two-hour tarmac delays, and mishandled baggage as well. As for the other airlines, Alaska and Southwest are ranked number 2 best overall. They ranked best in extreme delays, which means their delays lasted no more than 2 hours. Number four on the list is Allegiant Air. It's one of those low-cost air carriers, which was actually ranked the best in mishandled baggage. Number five on the list was another low-cost one, which is Spirit, which, by the way, got the biggest complaints from customers.
Oh, really?
JetBlue, number six. Frontier, number seven. United, number eight. And, of course, we have American at number nine.
You've got it. What your favorite is Delta, right?
I prefer Delta mainly because it transfers all the flights will go through Atlanta, which is it has bad weather, but not as bad as like Minneapolis, St. Paul, or Dallas, or some other city where like the other airlines have hubs in.
How about you, Janie?
What's your getting like snowed in?
What's your favorite airline, Janie?
Honestly, probably Southwest, just because it's familiar.
But you took Iceland Air. You liked Iceland too, right?
Yeah, man. They gave me a blanket and a pillow, and they had like faux Northern Lights glowing while you slept.
I think that's so cool. I like KLM to go to Europe, the Amsterdam Air, the Netherlands airline.
Yeah.
When we flew to London, it was the first time I ever flew a foreign carrier, and I was blown away because I wanted to know if they
British Air?
Yeah, British Air. And I wanted to see if they actually gave you instructions on how seatbelt works, because I still think that's the most stupidest thing in the world that we have to do when we get on a plane.
Doesn't know, right?
And they didn't. They took off without, any sort of safety instructions.
All right.
And then I thought it was kind of neat, 2 hours before landing, their claim to fame is they give you tea and crumpets.
Wow.
I like the hot towel after a long flight. Like, to go to Hawaii, you can pass around some hot towels, which you can slap the person sleeping next to you.
Well, let me tell you something. I flew Air Canada, like, recently, and that was not pleasant. That was basically like being on a Frontier plane. I was smashed in there with a bunch of people.
You were smashed? Well, that helps.
I wish I was that kind of smashed.
That's the only way to fly.
That's hammered. Let's see. Secrets for the perfect nap. But this is actually from a sleep expert. Five things. First off, schedule a nap no more than 30 minutes. Set an alarm and change the alarm. Don't have it be disruptive. Actually have it kind of a soothing sound to kind of slowly wake you.
Right.
And if you do find yourself somebody who has hard to go to sleep or deep sleep, make sure you have more than one alarm. Cover your eyes with something dark, such as an eye mask, and take a step further. Plug those ears. Maybe put some noise-canceling headphones on. And then finally, try deep breathing, deep belly breathing for a few minutes before as you lay down. Apparently, that triggers your mind to reduce the cortisol. That's the stress hormone in your body. And on keep your hands away from your phone. They say even looking at it for 5 minutes will actually create a 2.5-hour disruption of your circadian rhythm.
The circadian rhythm? Wow. Seriously?
Yep. Keep away from your phone. Eating later on the weekends, that's what's making you fat. Yeah, it's not the nachos.
That's my new excuse.
True, though. I feel like everything's explained.
Yeah, they found that people who ate 3.5 hours later on the weekends compared to what they eat on the weekday had a body mass index of 1.2 units higher compared to those who had stuck to their weekday diet on the weekend.
It's all kind of when your body expects food. Like, you're on this particular clock, and your metabolism cranks up right around when you usually eat.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're eating outside of that window, it gets real sluggish, and you tend to store more fat than burn energy.
Yep. So there is a good reason for you to try and eat as close to your normal time as possible. And some quick dusting hacks. Pretty cool.
We're going to need a pillowcase, a loaf of bread, and some lint rollers.
Yeah.
Ready?
Yeah,
these are super creative. I'll probably try all of these.
And Janie, a dryer sheet that you haven't used on your hair.
Yeah, you can use it on your head, too.
Yeah. Start off with, let's see here, lint rollers. You can use them to actually clean lampshades and flat surfaces, as well as hard-to-reach areas like under the couch and what have you.
I like that.
Used dryer sheet can actually be used to dust any hard surface. And the cool thing is it leaves a residue on there that kind of repels dust.
It's kryptonite for dust.
Yeah. Let's see here. Use a wrap of paper towels or dust cloth at the end of tongs. Rubber bands.
I was reading this morning. Chris misspelled tongs. He put thongs in there.
Oh my God, I did.
And I'm trying to figure out, how do I wrap a dust cloth around a thong and then what, Chris? use it like a slingshot?
That's awesome.
Well, I remember
that's a whole different story.
I remember that experience during rush week when I was in school. Yes,
I'm still scarred.
And then I thought the two odd ones here were if you have an expensive piece of art or even some cheap one, don't dust it with a duster. Actually, use a piece of bread. Apparently, the bread's just moist enough to
kind of dab it, and it'll pick up the dust and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, but don't scrub. Dab it.
That's why Dolly's.
Wait till a friend is coming over to do that one too, just so that when they walk in the door, they think you're nuts.
Yeah. And then use a pillowcase to clean your ceiling fans. Put it over the blade, and then kind of pull it off. And what it does is it actually captures all the dust as that's flying.
That's what you need. Yeah. It's like I've actually ceiling fan over my bed. I've actually put a sheet down over it. Because you know this stuff's going to come down everywhere. It's going to rain dust. And you know what dust is? Mm. It's your dead skin cells.
Ah.
Yeah.
You're breathing me in right now.
No. Ah. I'm delicious.
There's our show for today, Friday, January 17th. If we haven't creeped you out enough, please do join us weekdays, Monday through Friday, between 5 and 10 here on 98.5 KTK and on the radio.com app.
And remember, the sun is always shining.
Have a great weekend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.